Welcome to episode 467 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. John 10 begins with Jesus addressing the Pharisees with a parable about the authenticity of the shepherd and his care for the sheep, in contrast with the inauthenticity of thieves and robbers who would harm the sheep. John adds that the audience did not understand what Jesus was saying. So Jesus continues down the same illustrative path with another parable to further clarify the first one. And he adds, in the middle of his next parable, that God gives us life more abundantly. In John 10, verse 10, Jesus says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Unlike a thief, the Lord Jesus does not come for selfish reasons. He comes to give, not to get. He comes that people may have life in him that is meaningful, purposeful, joyful, and eternal. We receive this abundant life the moment we accept him as our Savior. Jesus first emphasizes that he is the door of the sheep. He is the authentic shepherd that he mentioned in the first parable. He adds that those who enter through the door via the way that is made possible by that authentic shepherd, or good shepherd as he calls himself in John 10 verse 10, will be saved, going in and out and finding pasture. With these references, Jesus is explaining that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. He is the authentic shepherd, or the good shepherd, who provides life or freedom and pasture in the parable for his sheep. Jesus then reiterates the contrast between himself and the thief who comes to steal and destroy. Jesus comes to give us life more abundantly. He would accomplish this as a good shepherd by laying down his life for his sheep. He would lay down his own life as a sacrifice for sin so that those who believe in him would not be lost, would not perish, but would have the gift of eternal life. God would give them life more abundantly. This word abundant in the Greek is perisson, meaning exceedingly, very highly, beyond measure, more, superfluous. A quantity so great, so abundant, as to be considerably more than what one would expect or anticipate. In short, Jesus promises us a life far better than we could ever imagine. A concept reminiscent of 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. The Apostle Paul tells us that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, and he does it by his power, a power that is at work within us if we belong to him. Before we begin to have visions of lavish homes, expensive cars, worldwide cruises, and more money than we know what to do with, we need to pause and think about what Jesus teaches regarding this abundant life. The Bible tells us that wealth, prestige, position, and power in this world are not God's priorities for us. In terms of economic, academic, and social status, most Christians do not come from the privileged classes. Clearly, then, abundant life does not consist of an abundance of material things. Abundant life is eternal life that begins the moment we come to Christ and receive him as Savior, and it goes on throughout all eternity. The biblical definition of life, specifically eternal life, is provided by Jesus himself. John 17, verse 3, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." This definition makes no mention of length of days, health, prosperity, family, or occupation. As a matter of fact, the only thing it does mention is knowledge of God, which is the key to a truly abundant life. To break down abundant life, first, abundance is spiritual abundance, not material. In fact, God is not overly concerned with the physical circumstances of our life. He assures us that we need not worry about what we will eat or wear Physical blessings may or may not be part of a God-centered life. Neither are wealth nor poverty is a sure indication of our standing with God. Solomon had all the material blessings available to humanity, yet found it all to be meaningless. Paul, on the other hand, was content in whatever physical circumstances he found himself. Second, eternal life, the life a Christian is truly concerned about, is not determined by duration, but by a relationship with God. 1 John 5, verses 11 to 13 indicates to us that once we are converted and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, we have eternal life already, though of course not in its fullness. Length of life on earth is not synonymous with abundant life. Finally, a Christian's life revolves around growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This teaches us that the abundant life is a continual process of learning, practicing, and maturing, as well as failing, recovering, adjusting, enduring, and overcoming, because in our present state, as 1 Corinthians 13 verse 12 puts it, we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. One day we will see God face to face, and we will know him completely as we will be known completely. We will no longer struggle with sin and doubt. This will be the ultimately fulfilled abundant life. There are many worldviews and belief systems that claim to offer a way for us to have true life, to be fulfilled, and to be like God. Satan's first temptation of humanity offered an alternative way to be like God in Genesis 3 verse 5. But Jesus is the authentic shepherd, the good shepherd, who provides the way to right relationship with the Father. It is only through Jesus that God gives us life more abundantly. The Pharisees and religious leaders of the day were essentially enslaving the people they taught. The Pharisaical system was legalistic and taught that if people adhered close enough to the law of Moses, then and only then, they could participate in God's kingdom and receive his blessing. Jesus chastises the Pharisees sternly, explaining that the Pharisees were teaching the wrong path to righteousness and life. Jesus explains in his Sermon on the Mount that the appearance of external righteousness was not authentic righteousness, and that in order to have righteousness and life more abundantly, one needed to believe in him. In the parables of John 10, Jesus is contrasting himself especially with the Pharisees. They were the thieves and robbers who were harming the sheep, and he was the authentic or good shepherd through whom God gives life more abundantly. The Pharisees' path was deceptive and led to death. This is why Jesus on more than one occasion referred to them as vipers. Jesus' path, on the other hand, leads not only to life, but to life overflowing, life more abundantly. Jesus' path is the authentic and true path to righteousness and abundant life. Through him, we have life to the full. Although we are naturally desirous of material things, as Christians, our perspective on life must be revolutionized. Just as we become new creatures when we come to Christ, so must our understanding of abundance be transformed. True, abundant life consists of an abundance of love, joy, peace, and the rest of the fruits of the Spirit. Not an abundance of stuff. It consists of life that is eternal, and therefore our interest is in the eternal, not the temporal. Paul admonishes us in Colossians 3 verses 2 to 3, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." Father, thank you for life more abundant that is possible through Christ. Help us to die to self so that we may live in Christ. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.